Let us pray. Holy God, we give you thanks for your word. Your word that gives us hope in dark times. Your word that reminds us that we can hold on to you and we will see our way through. Help us not just to understand what we've read and heard, but help us, O Lord, in our heart of hearts to know that it is indeed the truth and your promise to us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. German writer, artist, and politician Johann Wolfgang von Goethe once said, and I think he's talking about women here, but I'm going to quote him exactly. A man should hear a little music, read a little poetry, and see a fine picture every day of his life, in order that worldly cares may not obliterate the sense of the beautiful which God has implanted in the human soul. In order that worldly cares may not obliterate the sense of beauty. The destruction of disasters does that in a very real sense in the lives of people who live through them. They feel that all that was beautiful and good has been obliterated, and they can only see destruction. However, music can impart something beautiful back into, something hopeful back into their lives. Music can once again make their soul come alive as it touches their deepest pains and hurts and lifts them up and turns them into songs and prayers of redemption. You know, I find it interesting that in our whole older hymn books, in other words, all of those before this one, didn't really have a section of hymns that, or had very few hymns that touched on the theme of tribulation, of real disasters in one's life. But there is, in this new book, which I really appreciate, a section titled Strength in Tribulation. Now, I don't know if that reflects the understanding that we're having more and more frequent disasters these days. And they felt that we needed a section of songs that dealt with catastrophic hardship. But you know, if you go back to the most ancient songbook of the Judeo-Christian heritage, the Psalms speak often to the pain of disasters in one's life. People pour out their pain in the midst of not just war and injustice, but disasters as well. And a lot of the songs that we do have in our hymn books come out of the books of Psalms. And our first song today is based on Psalm 137, where we hear in the beginning, "By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, and there we wept when we remembered Zion." Zion was destroyed. The temple was in ruins. And because of that, they believed God was gone. In the song or the hymn, "When we are called to sing your praise," we hear the pain of a second stage of disaster. The first stage is warning. The second one deals with the impact and the beginning to look ahead to the rescue. This song speaks to the profound sense of loss, a loss so great that one cannot even find the words to describe it. However, in the loss, there is recognition that God is present. Maybe not totally felt, but there is a trust that God is present. So if you, in our Music Sunday insert, if you will turn to the second page, "When we are called to sing your praise," it's a familiar tune.
Amen.
this sense of trust in God's presence in the wake of disaster. In the words of a hymn written by Paul Gerhardt in 1656, "Give to the winds thy fears." Gerhardt lived and preached in Germany during one of the great European plagues. Not necessarily to the plague, but fairly early in life, he lost his wife and one of his two children and was left only with his son. The hymn is based on Psalm 37, verse 5. "Commit your way to the Lord, trust in Him and He will act." And then it reminds us that in the throes of destruction, of the darkness in life, God hears the sighs of God's people. We hear an echo also of a story from 1 Kings when Elijah realizes that God is not in the destructive forces of nature, but in the sheer silence. That is a sign that they have passed through. I find it interesting that some of the quotes about music talk about this silence. Mozart is quoted as one saying, "The music is not in the notes, but in the silence in between." Music is what can fill the silence with hope after destruction has passed. Music draws us out of the silence into life again. And in the case of Gerhardt's hymn, God draws us out of the silence into life, into hope. And this then begins to carry us through the stages 3, 4, and 5 of a disaster, which is aftermath, relief, and short-term recovery. We will sing verses 1, 2, and 4 of "Give to the Wind Thy Fears." Tatiana's going to play this one all the way through. One of the oldest hymns of God's help in the time of disaster. It's based on the words of Psalm 46. "Though the earth remove, hills cast into the seas, foaming waters roar, the mountains shake." These are descriptions of earthquakes and floods. It reminds the people, like 1 Kings, that God's not in the disasters. God is the one who cannot be moved, unlike this, when it seems like the whole earth is moving around us. And there have been a number of times over the years that people have said disasters were God's retribution on some sin of the people. But these hymns and these songs and these scriptures remind us that that is not the case. God's not in the trembling. God's not in the roaring waters. God's not in the fires that scorch the earth. God is the steady hand that holds us when all of life seems to be falling apart around us. And we hear echoes of this in our gospel passage. As I shared with the children, some of these disciples were professional fishermen, and they were scared for their lives. It might have as well felt like that they were in a hurricane or tornado, whatever they have on the lake. And the disciples shout, "Teacher, do you not care that we're perishing?" And the psalmist is reminded that it is God who helps them to get through the disasters. Yes, God does care. God does care very much about each and every one of us. We will sing him verses 1, 2, and 4 of God as our refuge and strength. Piece by Marty Hagen does not seem to be related to a psalm. While this song does not mention any disasters, I find that it speaks to the fears of loss, of deprivation, and encourages the singer to receive strength and light in the days ahead, that they might continue to enjoy life and have hope for tomorrow. You who know our fears and sadness, grace us with your peace. God is the one who can bring us back to wholeness after great loss. God will guide us and give us visions, visions that will help us to see life and light and not just pain and loss. Stage 6 of a disaster is the long-term recovery. And I think in many ways, this song reminds us that God is the one who can bring us to complete recovery. And so let us sing the first 2 verses of Healer of Our Every Ill. Many of you remember when the book, and especially the movie, came out, The Poseidon Adventure. The luxury ship that turned over. Maureen McGovern sang the hit song that came out of that. There's got to be a morning after. In every disaster, for those who go through it, I'm sure there is that sense. Will I wake up? Will I see the light? And there's always is a morning after. And this is reflected well in the wonderful song Joy comes with the dawn. Now, this is a resurrection song in many ways. But how true is that, that joy comes with the dawn? But it reminds us that in all disasters, there is a dawn, there is a new beginning. Weeping and sorrow may come, but we will rejoice again. We will give praise to God. This is a great song of faith. Joy springs from the tomb and scatters the night with her song. In the silence of the night, the new song will come in the morning. The time will come when all will be right again. When the recovery will be over and we can praise God for all that has been and is. And we can rejoice because people and resources have come from the east and west and from the north and south to rebuild a shattered earth and shattered lives. Let us sing now all the verses. Joy comes with the dawn. Promise of the scriptures, that's the promise of the Son of God. And we can be very grateful that we have groups like Presbyterian Disaster Assistance that listen to the Spirit of God and become God's representatives, who reach out and touch the lives of those who have been devastated by disasters. They and those like them in other denominations are the ones who make the words of these hymns and songs a reality in very powerful ways. And to that we can only say, thanks be to God. Amen.